Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 156.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by High Conversion Recommend, powered by Amazon Personalize. They help medium to large Shopify merchants boost engagement, increase conversions, and most importantly, grow new revenue with the same product recommendation AI that's used on Amazon.com. When your visitors can't quickly discover the right products, they leave and they go to a competitor or a big marketplace, which really explains why, on average, 90% of your online visitors never find a product or add an item to the shopping cart. High Conversion Recommend is unique. They use visitor actions, context, and Amazon's own recommendation algorithms to generate ultra-relevant, personalized recommendations all in real time. You know, and the results are proven. Shoppers who engage with product recommendations are known to produce more in revenue per visit compared to those that do not. Because conventional recommendation apps train algorithms with existing customer data, the impact is limited to your smallest traffic segment, about 10% of your visitors, who are returning buyers and lookalike visitors. With High Conversion Recommend, you can benefit from Amazon's session-based personalized recommendation engine using live visitor actions and context to learn buying signals. This unlocks revenue potential from your largest share of visitors, up to 90% of your so-called cold traffic who would otherwise never buy anything. So, I highly recommend install High Conversion today. Take them up on their offer. They have a 7-day product recommendation challenge. They believe they can produce 100% more revenue per visitor in just 1 week with the use of Amazon's product recommendation algorithms. So head on over to highconversion.com and mention you're an e-commerce Fastlane listener, and you'll also get an exclusive 20% off their annual plan. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the e-commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, then you're in the right place today. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, my guest on today's episode is Henry Privet, who is the Director of Partnerships at a company called Impact, and they're a platform and an ecosystem that helps merchants acquire new customers through affiliates and influencer partnerships. They're traditionally affiliate and influencer programs for some of the largest e-commerce brands in the world, but more recently now, they're delivering a lot of these same enterprise technology features to Shopify and Shopify Plus merchants. So they're kind of coming downstream a little bit because the market is much wider now, and Shopify is making a pretty significant impact on merchants and entrepreneurship. And I think through partnerships and affiliate relationships is a notable way of growing another sales channel. And really their goal is to drive new customer acquisition for brands through partnerships. And I've written a few questions down today that I think are super important. If you're doing anything with affiliate marketing or partnerships or influencers, today is going to be an excellent, excellent recording. So make sure you also listen through to the end. We have a phenomenal deal at the end of the episode that you might want to take advantage of with demos and discounts. So hi, Henry. Welcome to E-commerce Fastlane.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
I may have butchered it a little bit at the top of the show about what you do, but maybe in your own words about Impact, like what does the platform do? Because you were upmarket for quite a while in the largest e-commerce brands, but let's kind of bring it down into the Shopify world. Like what problems are you solving now for Shopify brands and store owners?
Yeah, so I'll start with what Impact does, and then I'll get to the problem. What Impact does is we power a variety of different types of partnerships for brands, primarily in the e-commerce space. And that typically takes the form of affiliates, influencers, content publishers, even more integrated types of partnerships. And our goal as a platform is to develop more automation and capabilities for brands to work with more diverse types of partnerships. I'd say that the reason we exist, Steve, is because we actually believe that traditional forms of acquiring customers through advertising and digital marketing are becoming less effective.
Even more recently now with iOS 14 update. Right?
Yes, exactly. With iOS, that's a great example, right? Someone like Apple has a lot of power in the digital marketing ecosystem. And with power comes more costs potentially to the merchant, less ability to innovate and be competitive. And I think merchants that are completely focused on traditional digital marketing and advertising channels, they need to look at alternatives for how to grow their business.
How does Impact address a lot of this stuff? So, you know, you're saying that, you know, maybe instead of acquiring customers, I guess, through these traditional methods, you're suggesting partnerships and kind of an affiliate relationships or even influencer relationships. So just would curious overall how that platform fills those gaps.
I think you put it a great way, Steve. Impact basically creates an alternative ecosystem or an alternative channel to the duopoly or the triopoly that we know as Facebook, Google, and Amazon or Apple. The way we do that is by helping brands actually create direct partnerships with other companies that have an audience that is already a kind of a captivated audience that already trusts them, and working with those partners to basically endorse your brand on a performance basis. So it's really an authentic way to engage a consumer where they already go. Think of either their news site or the influencer that they follow. And it's helping grow brands' businesses by leveraging other people or other companies' trust that they've already built.
I understand there's a lot of automation or some workflows that are built into the tool too. Are you able to kind of expand upon that? Because people are always trying to find a way of, you know, if you add a new tool onto your tech stack, you know, is there a human capital component to correctly executing on it? But I know that there are some workflows or automation built into the tool.
Yeah, exactly. So our mantra is really partnership automation. The way we do that is we think of the world of partnerships in terms of the life cycle of a partnership. Some of the things you have to do to grow your business through partnerships is you got to start by finding partners. So Impact helps provide a discovery tool, both discovering partners within the ecosystem and partnerships outside of the ecosystem that you could potentially work with. We make it easier for you to communicate with them, recruit them, contract with them, and ultimately pay them and create a more optimized relationship with those different types of affiliates and influencers.
I understand that content is an interesting way of differentiating a brand. And I know I've read your blog, and there's been a couple of case studies and things about the fact that a lot of consumers really like to almost engage with some content, like a blog or some kind of a social post or, you know, a podcast, you know, video series. It's so interesting that you have this top of funnel kind of content that's being produced to warm people up to the brand. And I have a funny suspicion that that's how influencers are getting the message out into the world, or partnerships where other people are creating the content to share the opportunity of this particular e-commerce company as an influencer or a partnership arrangement with them. But then you have this asset that can be leveraged through the tool.
Content is really powerful. And we've seen this shift where major publications or content sites, think of like BuzzFeed or Forbes or even CNN, their underscored editorial site. Virtually all of those sites have made pivots in the last couple of years where most of their business is generated through what they call content commerce, but it's basically they're acting as an affiliate and monetizing their content based on actual sales that they drive on behalf of merchants. And I think they've taken that approach because they see that consumers trust people's recommendations more than they trust someone's self-proclaimed attributes. Consumer Affairs, they did a study recently, and they said, you know, 70% of adults trust their peers' recommendation on products or services. And a similar study said that 60% of consumers will first consult a piece of content, a blog, or a social post before they ever make a purchase. So I think that that's what is giving rise to this demand for affiliate and influencer types of relationships.
So let's talk about the founder's journey leading up to the launch of Impact. I understand it's pretty storied. It'd be nice to be able to hear it. Like, what do you believe uniquely positions the founding team on a couple points? Number one, to have the desire, and number two, to have the expertise to want to create this platform.
So our founding team has a really interesting journey. They were more or less the grandfathers, if you will, of affiliate marketing. Our founders were the founders of CJ, or Commission Junction, back in the early 2000s. And that was the first time where companies were working with other companies on a pure performance model to drive a sale or an outcome. Obviously, that's way in the past. They've now kind of gotten the band together and are building a new technology-first platform versus a services-first platform. And I think what has uniquely positioned them to achieve their goal, which is to have partnerships be one of the key drivers of growth for any enterprise, both their expertise as executives. I think that they have an amazing track record of bringing businesses from the ground to billion-dollar companies. But I also think that the timing is right. Things like this pandemic have accelerated the demand for small businesses to be online, for, you know, as consumers are engaging with more and more content, they're getting better at seeing an ad or knowing an ad when they see one, and they want more authentic recommendations. And I think that there's just this kind of momentum behind this concept of partnerships, and the executive team really identified the right product for the right time.
So you mentioned the words partners and partnerships, and I think there's affiliates, and then I've mentioned influencers. It almost appears like maybe they're a little bit interchangeable, but I don't know if that's necessarily completely true. And since you're kind of knee deep into this field, are you able to maybe just help our listeners and myself, I guess, understand any distinctions between all of these different terms?
Yeah, thanks for calling that out. Partnerships is a super broad term. And I know that personally, because I'm a partnerships professional at a partnerships company. The way I would look at it is partnerships is this broader concept of two companies or two people working together on a shared outcome. Affiliate and influencer marketing are two separate partnership categories that play different roles, or at least traditionally have. Affiliate marketing is really this concept of performance. You are going to work with another person or another company to drive a sale, and you're only going to pay them for that outcome. So it's true its form. It's really the most performance-driven opportunity for any company to grow their business. For influencer marketing, the basis of that has really been around that authentic connection with a consumer, where an influencer is usually being compensated more on a placement model in the past for engaging their audience with content like a post or a video. And the things that are measured there are usually likes or reposts or those types of branding metrics.
But what's changed now, you're suggesting, is that with this performance-based model of influencer and this kind of authentic connection, you're creating this user-generated content or influencer content's being created. And in exchange for that content being produced, there is ways of tracking more than just the vanity part of the influencer, but actual bottom line numbers and conversions.
Yeah, that's right. We see kind of a marriage happening between affiliate and influencer marketing. There's a lot of content out there about this topic right now. And I think what's behind it is that you can almost look at the history of affiliate marketing, and now it's quite a mature channel. There's a lot of diverse types of models being deployed. Influencer marketing is on its way to there. I think it's reached a point where it's clearly an important channel for anyone in e-commerce, that's for certain. But as it reaches a state of more prominence, there's greater demand for accountability and insight into how does this affect my bottom line. And so I think, you know, we're still probably another couple of years before all influencers are really being worked with or compensated on a pure performance model. It may not even ever happen, but certainly the demand is there for the performance visibility to be there for any of those relationships.
And that's the thing. That's the whole idea of attribution towards like the scale. Who's it tipped on? More on the brand or more on the influencer? Like, you know, they can talk all they want about likes and shares and retweets and all these different kind of comments and things. But, you know, at the end of the day, if you're investing money for a post for some user generated content from an influencer and it doesn't convert, then you're not going to work with them anymore. Versus the other way around, if you're building a long-term relationship with somebody that has an affinity towards your product and you believe that their target audience of the influencer is this brand's target audience, then if they build some great content around it, then I believe they should probably get compensated, you know, directly saying, hey, I recommend this and here's why. And when you create this user generated content, it seems to resonate. That's why, you know, I always talk a lot about, you know, these different types of influencers, micro and macro. And at the end of the day, I really think there's kind of this disingenuous way of looking at influencers that have multi-millions of followers. Like you question the authenticity or if it's truly an engine of just trying to make money versus maybe, you know, 10, 20, 50,000 followers, maybe up to 100,000 followers. But these are very tight-knit group of people that you massively respect. This influencer, when they release something, I believe they should be compensated based on the fact that they probably have more engagement than some of these other larger accounts.
Yes, absolutely. So there's a variety of different models for sure, depending on exactly what you said. Is it a micro influencer? Is it a macro influencer? And what's important to the brand? Frankly, sometimes the value to the brand may just be that branding exposure, and they may not be as concerned, at least right away, about the impact on the bottom line. And frankly, a lot of merchants are still moving towards where they may not have ever tracked whether their influencer has an impact on their bottom line. They just assume it. And I think that's becoming less and less frequent. However, there's just more and more demand for that level of visibility on the influencer channel.
So let's talk about some results. I think people are always curious about, you know, the amount of money or revenue and lift and growth and all these, I mean, I use all these adjectives we want, but at the end of the day, you likely have, and I know I kind of did a little sneak peek inside your insights page on Impact's website, but maybe able to share maybe, you know, how are these affiliates or these influencer partnerships, like how are they having impact today on e-commerce?
So Impact likes to talk about partnerships on a maturity scale. So we believe that there's enterprises that have mature partnership programs, and that usually means that there's greater diversity in the types of relationships they're working with, not just cashback and coupon sites, but they're working with content publishers, they're working with ambassadors, with influencers. What we're seeing, we did an independent study with Forrester last year, and mature partnership programs have 28%+ of their e-commerce driven through their partnership channels. So it's significant. And specifically with the Shopify ecosystem, it's been really exciting. I mentioned we're a fairly newcomer to the ecosystem. Although we've had some legacy clients, like we were one of the first partners to work with ColourPop in their success story around their influencer program. You know, one example that we have is with Ivory Ella. I remember working with Ivory Ella right at the inception when they started to work to create a partnership program with one of our agency partners on Impact. And they went from where $0 of their business was being driven through a partnership channel to where 17% of their business in the first year was coming through partnerships. And their ROAS was better than paid search. It was 19x. So really significant value to their business.
Any other case studies that ring a bell?
Yeah, another story would be Vincero. So where Ivory Ella's focus was really around influencers and how they could activate influencers to actually drive sales for their business. Vincero already had a history of affiliate marketing on a legacy affiliate network. They came to Impact along with their agency to diversify their partnerships. They wanted to have better controls around their coupon and deal site partners. They felt like some of those relationships were getting a bit out of control, and they wanted to work with more content publishers. So that was a big emphasis for them, was developing new content publishers. And overall, that was a really good move for them. It ended up where they were increasing their partnership channel revenue up to 350% from where it was on their legacy network.
Well, how does retention work? Because I guess on one side of it, I'm thinking, Yeah, driving net new visitors through ambassadors and influencers and partnerships and those sort of arrangements, great. They show up and they convert. And a lot of brands have a retention manager or a retention strategy, but how does Impact view the retention model of this partnership arrangements?
Yeah, so I'll start by, you know, that's a metric that we've been really interested in. I think because Impact's roots are in performance, we always see things in terms of new customer acquisition, and that's built right into the product, is how do you compensate partners to drive to new customer acquisition. But in that recent study that I mentioned that we conducted last year, we also saw that 45% of brands with partner programs were seeing a lift in their customer retention. And I think that comes through a few different things. It could come through some of those more integrated types of partner relationships. We have a lot of retailers that work with companies like buy now, pay later technologies. Think of like Afterpay or Klarna. So those are relationships that operate, funny enough, on an affiliate basis to help drive up retention. And there's also in the content space, what we've seen is there's more and more instances where merchants actually have third-party content live in their store. So a user is actually reading a review about their product as they're purchasing it. The consumer can actually go to your store to do their research about buying. So that drives up retention as well.
I'm going to ask for some advice today from you, because there is a diverse range of listeners and we can appreciate. I mean, there's 1.7 million Shopify brands out into the wild right now, and 10,000 or more are listening into this episode today. But I just would love to hear from you, because you're kind of on the front lines. Like, I know you're in the partnership side, but you get to see what success looks like. And if you were to give some advice today to, you know, brands or store owners, they're eager to grow or they're eager to scale, what sort of thing, strategy or tactics would you recommend?
Yeah, so I'll use it's a favorite old African proverb that I think is appropriate, which is, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And I think that really summarizes the value of partnerships. Partnerships create a moat around your business. They're an extension of your reach. They're an extension that helps build resilience for your business in ways that you can't through direct digital advertising and marketing. So my advice would be, it's not as easy as flipping on a switch. It's not like turning on a Google Ads account or a Facebook Ads. It takes a human resource to think through the strategy for how we're going to work with these different types of partners. It takes time to nurture and develop those relationships. But those are ultimately relationships and partnerships that are going to help your business be more resilient and have more profitable long-term growth. So that'd be my advice.
So what about the future for the product? I mean, obviously, you know, it has its roots more in enterprise e-commerce. And now, you know, like I mentioned, you've come downstream a little bit to make this accessible now in the Shopify world. Are you able to share maybe what the North Star might be, I guess, for the remainder of 21? How's the partner alignment or innovation? Just end of the day, I just want to get warm and fuzzy about how you're going to continue to offer value and assistance to Shopify brands.
Yeah, we're extremely excited about this. I'd say Impact has got some growing up to do, right? Today, we work with 2,000 of the largest enterprises in the world, but working with a brand like that is very different than working with an SMB or a mid-market brand. So I think our North Star is, how do we simplify the product, and how do we put that product more into the hands of business owners? And that's why we think Shopify is such a strategic partner for us in helping us develop. Yeah, so I think our North Star is our customer. We want to make it easier for them to develop more meaningful, more profitable partnerships. And we want to take the learnings and the technology that we've worked hard to develop for some of the largest retailers in the world. And we want to repackage that and rethink it in a way that helps an entrepreneur build their business.
It's almost like you use the term, I think in this recording, about democratizing partnership commerce. Like, it sounds like it could be a great word to use. It could be a good jingle, because that's really what it is. And that's what Shopify is about, you know, democratizing kind of entrepreneurship. I mean, we're an entrepreneurship company. That's the whole mantra and presence behind the companies. We're trying to make it easy and scalable, but accessible. And I think that's what you're trying to do also, is coming down market a little bit, but just making the product awesome. And at the end of the day, it's like, how can you build long-term relationships with other humans who could be partners. They could be partnerships. They could be influencers or influencer relationships, ambassadors. It's nice that the product takes care of a lot of that for you. One thing I noticed too when I was there is that, you know, we haven't probably don't have time to dig into it today, but really the whole partnership cloud of Impact is so interesting, where there's the discovery and the recruiting, which we kind of talked about already, but then there's the contract and the paying part. How do people get paid and how does this process happen? That all happens from within the platform. So you recruit people, find them, recruit them, and they create content or you help them with content. And then there is a model in there set up for like performance wise to get a contract and pay them. But the tracking and the engagement and things like that, and then how to optimize campaigns, how to optimize these partnerships, this is all built into the platform. So it's pretty impressive.
That's right. Yeah. That's it. And I think that's where we bring it back to partnership automation, Steve, is we believe that very few people dispute the value of a partnership for a business. But I think the biggest pushback that people have had when thinking about developing a meaningful partnership strategy has been, well, it sounds like a lot of work. That's our vision, is to remove that as a barrier of entry for merchants.
So how can people learn more about the Impact solution and I guess you have a Shopify app and all that kind of fun stuff?
Yeah, that's right. So we have a Shopify app. All you got to do is go to the App Store and type in Impact. There's some material there and you can get in touch with our team from there. You can also just go to impact.com directly. We also have some different insights and case studies on impact.com/insights that you can read up on how to develop a strategy around your partnerships.
And I know we spoke offline before recording today and understand that you would like to share an offer for those listening today.
Yeah, we have a really exciting offer for Shopify merchants. Like I said, we're really excited to be partnering with the Shopify team. So we're offering a 20% discount on any annual license to a Shopify merchant that's new to Impact. So the way you could get in touch with us is you can either email shopify@impact.com, request a demo on our site, and just mention e-commerce Fastlane, and we'd love to speak with you.
What I'll do is I'll create and call it a pretty link, but it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/impact. And that's going to redirect to your landing page. It's a long string of numbers. And so we're just going to have it go to your landing page a little bit easier. And, or you're right, you can just shopify@impact.com will be helpful, and definitely go to the Shopify app store, because I'll have a link in the show notes for that. Well, you know, this has been a really great recording. If you actually see the amount of notes that I've scrambled today, you know it's a good recording when you have multiple pages of notes. So it's life of learning, right? That's the only way to live. I just, like, it's so exciting being in commerce. Like, you know, you've been doing this thing for 20 years, but you know what? Every single day I do some recordings, I learn something new about how I can make impact and how I can help brands grow and scale. And I just, you know, wanted to thank you for, you know, coming on the show today and sharing your knowledge. I mean, just the whole partners and partnerships and affiliates and influencers. I mean, it's nice that we finally have some proper language around that, but I think the lines are being blurred a bit. And I just wanted to thank you for sharing that and just giving back to the ecosystem. I just also want to thank you and wish you and the Impact team some like awesome success with growing the Impact platform now with Shopify entrepreneurs.
Thank you so much, Steve.
All right. Have yourself a great day. Today's episode is brought to you by High Conversion Recommend, powered by Amazon Personalize. They help medium to large Shopify merchants boost engagement, increase conversions, and most importantly, grow new revenue with the same product recommendation AI that's used on Amazon.com. When your visitors can't quickly discover the right products, they leave and they'll go to a competitor or a big marketplace. And that kind of explains why, on average, 90% of your online visitors never find a product or add an item to the shopping cart. Effective product discovery is a must-have capability for all Shopify brands with 50 products or more in their catalog and ideally a million per year in revenue. High Conversion Recommend uses visitor actions, context, and Amazon's own recommendation algorithms to generate ultra-relevant, personalized recommendations, and most importantly, all in real time. So install High Conversion today and take them up on their offer. They have a 7-day product recommendation challenge, and they believe they can produce 100% more revenue per visitor in just 1 week with the use of Amazon's product recommendation algorithms. So head on over, highconversion.com, mention e-commerce Fastlane as a listener. You'll also get an exclusive 20% off their annual plan. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of e-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.